On the plus side, major airlines will now allow their Miles Rewards programs to be redeemed for emergency medical care.
This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hey, Mark. This is Sally and Bill DeBose. Before you submit our offer on that townhouse, we'd like to add the following. Sale contingent upon feng shui inspection, with seller to pay all recommended charges. Hope to hear from you soon.
Amrita? How do you pronounce it? Amrita? Like wasting away in Amritaville? Amrita? That was voiced by Amrita. And she sounds exactly like Gail Weeks, which is pretty remarkable. Maybe we should have Gail call her. Never seen him in the same place. Thank you. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with Talent on loan from the California Association of Realtors. Today's guest, Candace Taylor. Doesn't that sound like a famous person, Candace Taylor? She writes for the Wall Street Journal on mansions, which is the term they use. That's the name of their site here in Santa Barbara and Montecito. We call them estates. She was on before, and she's on again. And I wonder if she knows the story about the five donkeys. So we'll talk to her in the second segment. Might have time in the third segment for a flash, landlords not liable for everything, and an update on driving. How well do you know the DMV rules? Californians and Santa Barbarians, they're trying to be real polite, but God, sometimes they just go a little too far, a little too far. We have a text. People used to worry about their carry-on. Now it's their drag-off. Well, you got a chuckle from Richard. Not as funny as my line, but I like it. Thank you for sharing it. That's funny. So let's do, of course, the four segments, the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly, year-to-date, we'll take a look at in the first segment. 2017, the 18th week of the year. 18 is has dual meanings in the Hebrew language. It's a letter. The letter chai, I think it's the letter. Is that the letter? And the number, of course, is 18. So and it also it's a number, a letter, and also means to life, which is why you toast l'chaim. It means to life, referring to chai, which is the number 18 and the letter. I might be wrong on how you call that letter. I don't know what you call it, but it is the 18th week of the year, 2017, 974th week. I've compiled these statistics for the week ending May 5th. Now, did you know that there was a pun on the day before May 5th? Have you heard that reference? You know that one. All right, we're going to ask today's guest if she knows that one. So year-to-date through May 5th, 18th week of the year, 328 sales. This is single-family residences only and just through the Santa Barbara Multiple Listing Service from Carpinteria to Goleta. Goleta, not including Isla Vista. My dad used to pronounce it Isla Vista. Is that the correct Spanish pronunciation?
No.
You sound pretty sure for a gringo. Why am I asking you? Call Alva Gutierrez, and she'll tell us for sure. 328 sales. Last year at this time, 336 sales. So very close. 18.22 sales per week versus last year, year-to-date, 18.66 sales per week. 2015, actually 19.22 sales per week. So what about the median price, you ask? $1,265,000. Last year at this time, $1,271,000. I remember at one point in time, in the early part of 2016, the median price year-to-date was $1,003,000. So it slowly went down until by year-end, 2016's median sales price, $1,184,000 and 20.4 sales per week. So the number of sales increased because right now 18-point-something for both years, 2016-2017. But the median sales price has been going up, which is the opposite of what it was doing last year. Now we're at $1,265,000 year to date. So, and in addition, we can take a look at what's in escrow over $1 million. And this is a snapshot in time. This changes daily. 96 listings in escrow, over $1 million. 96 out of a possible 442 listings. So that's 21.7%. Now, last year at this time, we had 95 listings in escrow, over $1 million. So virtually the same, but out of only 407 listings versus 442 this year. So the percentage up to 23.3%. And in prior years, looking back, going back, 88, 82, 90, 85, you drop back to 2009, there were only 45 listings in escrow over $1 million out of a possible 550, 8.2% of the 550 listings over $1 million on the 18th year of 2009 were in escrow over $1 million, compared to today's almost 22%, 96, so twice the number of listings in escrow over $1 million going back to the beginning of the doldrum years, 9, 10, 11, or maybe it was 10, 11, 12, depending on how you define doldrum. So that's our year-to-date, and the weekly multiple listing sales update will be in the fourth segment. One of the listings, I think it was the high for the week that opened escrow, $7,495,000, was on Middle Road, or is on Middle Road. It still is. Even when it closes escrow, it will remain on Middle Road. And how do people cross the street in the middle of the road? It's a confusing. This is on a dog leg. It's down a private driveway off Middle Road. And prior to me previewing it, the prelude to me previewing it, I looked it up online, and because I figured out that it was on this private lane, and it ends up being kind of right behind a Coast Village Road, and it's got views. It's sitting up much higher. And if you remember, if you go down Coast Village Road, you can see the elevation takes place. So you're sitting up, you have great views. And I mentioned this house once before, and I took pictures. And in fact, if you are an agent and you should pull up Middle Road, in the living room, it was a massive living room with crown molding that was quite large, oversized. And in the four corners of the living room, the crown molding transitioned from wood to glass. And behind the glass are lights. And in describing it, it just doesn't sound like it would work. It sounds hokey, but it works. It was very, very cool, very unique, and I'd never seen it before. And they think it was original. Sorry, I don't have the year of the house. That would be helpful. Now, I have another house that I saw. I love when houses have names, called El Cedro. El Cedro. But, you know, I don't want to rush through it prior to the commercial break. So I think I will hold that. Let's see if I have a shorter version of the Motoring with Mark, and I do. This was a stick house, and it was a brand new construction. And the washer dryer, I was going to say it was upstairs, but actually I don't remember. But there was no washer dryer, but there was a laundry room area, and you had the washer dryer hookups. Not hiccups. And they had taken a loop hose, a stainless piece of loop hose, and connected the two taps of the washer-dryer spigots. Why would you do that? Well, what if it leaked? Now, that's a little precautionary method, but I looked at that and I liked it. It seemed a little, you know, monk-like, but that's okay. That's where I'm at. And it was in Old San Roque, and it was exceptionally higher price than the neighborhood. It was two-story. It was built out brand new, amazing, like $2 million plus. So it was a little bit pushing it. And you know what? It sold right away. Right away. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. We're going to take a quick break and come back with the Wall Street Journal reporter who reports on mansions, mega estates throughout the country. Candace Taylor is joining us. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.